This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time now for another edition of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, one of the prominent physicians dealing with your cardio. The fact that he is a preventive cardiologist, I think, lends a lot of credibility to our discussions here. If you'd like to ask Dr. Ken a question, you can forward it through me to Doug at DougSteffen.com or on Twitter at DougSteffen. Dr. Ken has been a cardiology practitioner for about 30-some-odd years. He is somebody that not only is my friend, but I find his way, his bedside manner, I've said this 100,000 times, I've said it once, to be the kind that we all would like to share an experience. So Dr. Ken here with an overview of a lot of his research. Every week he does a good deal of research reading into the background stories from many of the studies that have been done to benefit you. Evidence-based medicine is where he hangs his hat. So we have a number of things. I guess where we ought to start, Ken, is on the cancer stories that you have researched this week. Cancer survival rates, that sort of thing. So why don't you explain what we're doing that seems to be good, and then I'm going to throw a monkey wrench into it.
Go ahead. I had a feeling.
Yes,
so it's great to be with you, Doug, and this is some really good news. And the five-year survival for the most common 18 cancers remained high globally for the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, followed by Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden, according to data from the 2014 Concord 3 report. It's a mouthful. Cancer patients' survival prospects are improving, even for some of the deadliest types, such as lung cancer. But there are huge disparities between countries, Doug, particularly for children. This gap was most likely due to variations in the availability and quality of cancer diagnosis and treatment services worldwide.
All right, so the cancer survival rates here remain among the highest in the world. But the number of people getting cancer here is among the highest in the world as well, is it not?
Well, that wasn't looked at in this study.
Well, but from your experience and what we all know, it seems to me that we
I think it follows the amount of smoking you see in a country.
Yeah, well, our rate has gone way, way down. I'll tell you something. And we'll talk about this because I'm going to be visiting with you for a couple of days next week down at your clinic for my annual foray into you figuring out what's going on in my life.
And also obesity. That's a huge factor in cancer also.
Right. So one of the things that is creeping in as a farmer, we found doing some testing this week that I have a lot of that really bad, the Monsanto spray stuff in my system. And we theorized that it might be because I don't always get organic apples and fruit, and I don't always wash the fruit. Plus the fact that I probably was exposed to it earlier on in my life when farmers were using that stuff before they knew any better. So I wonder...
How was that determined?
There's a test that Jack does, and I don't know. However it works, it finds out what's in your... in your skin. It serves as a test of the surface of your skin. So, I find it troubling the kinds of things that we are exposed to and what that does for cancer risk in and of itself. You know, we've got a lot of stuff that we're around. Have you ever thought about...
But isn't that worldwide?
Well, I think, that's even more so in other places than it is here, for sure. And then, in league with that, think about... For example, you're in your studio, I'm in my studio, I got three monitors staring me in the face. I have cell phones, we have televisions, we have radio, we have all of these ultra-high frequency rays, and what else can you call it but radiation, that's all around us, that's got to have some impact on us as well in terms of cancer rates, doesn't it?
Well, it depends how close to your body and how long-term you're using some of that stuff. But I think some of those things, most of us use them from a good and adequate distance, and you don't need to put any undue mental stress into people's minds.
But just, you know, you think about it, and it makes sense because there's so much of this stuff bouncing off your body all over the place that people didn't used to have. There's got to be some consequence to it, I would have thought, anyway. So, but the other thing in terms of cancer here, a couple of other things, but the body fat, and one of the things that you test on me and everybody else that comes in there is your body mass index. What is it called? BMI, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
See, this is an area where I think there clearly is an effect on the cancer rate. And this comes out of the American Association for Cancer Research, that one of the major risk factors for developing breast cancer is being overweight or obese after menopause. Now, we know that. That's not news. But the news this week is that even women with a normal weight range, you were talking about the BMI. So these are people with normal BMIs, body mass indexes, may have an increased risk of invasive breast cancer if they have high body fat levels. So it's not only your weight that's important, it's how the weight is made up. Because you can have a normal BMI, but have too much fat in your body, and it seems to be the fat levels that's so important for developing cancer.
All right. So there's another thing my dentist was telling me last week, that he was looking at my gums because I have receding. You probably do too. We all do at this age. Our gums begin to recede a little bit. And with that, maybe you're not brushing your teeth or brushing your gums as well as you need to. And there's a study that suggests that people who have gum disease may be at greater risk for cancer as well. What do you think of that report?
I think gum disease increases inflammation throughout the body. So I think it increases the risk of circulation issues, heart attacks, mm-hmm. strokes, and also very likely of cancer because of it's the gateway to the body, and excess inflammation is bad for many diseases, including cancer.
So the idea that gum disease is not just a matter of what happens when you're brushing your teeth or taking care of your teeth, it has implication or ramifications. When you look at the American Cancer Society research that's done here, they worked on about 7,400 dental exams, people from Mississippi, Maryland, Minnesota, North Carolina, and they monitored them for a number of years, like the Framingham Heart Study monitored people for years and years and years, and they find that individuals with severe gum disease on their dental exam have a 25% higher risk of developing any kind of cancer, and more than double the risk of lung cancer. I find that to be, I mean, even without, you know, if you don't have any gum disease, then the report is suggesting that you're not going to have the problem that people have. It just underscores what you just said about how important your gum health is to the health of your entire body.
And knowing a good periodontist at midlife may save your life in many ways.
Yeah, so keep your gums, brush your gums as well as brushing your teeth. You're not just brushing your teeth. And do you use an electric toothbrush? What do you use for toothbrush?
I do not. I use floss, I use toothpicks, and I also use the old-fashioned toothbrush soft with mm-hmm. toothpaste.
What kind of toothpaste do you use?
We're going to give a plug? I can't.
I don't care.
I use Crest toothpaste.
Crest toothpaste. Only one kind, one brand, and that's it. You never touch anything else. One consistent brand.
You know, it's the kind of thing, it's not broken, don't fix it.
Okay. I don't. Well, you can imagine.
But I'm sure that you have not using. I'm sure it's not that simple with you.
Thank you. That's a very positive way of putting it. No, I use, there's a thing called it's not xylocaine, but something close to that, that is a preventative for a lot of gum disease problems and also cavities. That plus I don't have fluoride in my toothpaste. You knew that. You didn't have to do any guessing, knowing who I am, that I wouldn't be doing that. But I use about half a dozen different kinds of toothpaste, mostly Uncle Tom's in variation. Not Uncle Tom, but Tom's of me.
We have
Uncle
that
Tom got toothpaste? They don't have that in Florida, no.
No, we have Tom's, but not Uncle Tom's.
Okay, Uncle Tom didn't make it.
Moving right along.
To the drugstore. Okay, let's sell some Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. When we're talking about your health, we're talking about the need. Ken will tell you, you need omega-3s big time. Because it helps your cardiovascular health, right? It's good. Isn't it also good? And I'm not sure. I've been doing a lot of reading because it's my time of year. And you know, when I do this, go to all you doctor friends of mine, I start reading up like a son of a gun. And I read something about vitamin K and what it does for your arteries and veins. It keeps them smooth and the blood flowing. You're less likely to have a clot with vitamin K. So that's the next step above fish oil, isn't it? Would you believe that that's true?
You can get that in a lot of green vegetables, salads. There's plenty of vitamin K.
Right, okay. So there's no vitamin K in the Purity product, Krill Omega 50 Plus product, but it's good because it kind of all goes together to have you understand how important your cardiovascular health is. Listen to Ken. He loves to say this, spend a day with me. And I'm going to do that next Tuesday, but spending a day with him, he means, in that reference, that there are a lot of people that come in that are sadly suffering from cardiovascular disease that they don't have to. You can eat well, do things that are intelligent, and not have to have a problem with your cardiovascular health. One of the steps you can take is make sure you have fish oil, omega-3s, and then the other thing that this Omega 50 Plus product, the Krill Omega 50 Plus product from Purity Products has in it, Ken, is the krill oil, which is great for your joints. This is a way to support the bursa. All of the joints are going to feel better, guaranteed. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. 800-355-1493. Doug Steffen here for Purity products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
It's easy to get game day ready at your local CVS pharmacy, where you'll find everything you need to score and save big. This week only, 12 packs of Coke are 5 for $15. Select M&M's, Hershey's Kisses, and Starburst are buy one, get one 50% off. And 12-inch DiGiorno pizzas are just 2 for $10. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remote.
remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have from the world of medicine that you don't know? Well, be careful. Don't get too much chocolate for Valentine's Day. I suppose that may be one good rule. Stay away from a lot of sugar. That's one thing I'm finding out. You know, every year when I come to you, Ken, this is Doug Steffen, by the way, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, the yearly browbeating that I get from you about my eating ice cream and cake and cookies, and you put me on the scale and you ought to lose 10 pounds. I think you'll be surprised, pleasantly surprised with how I have taken care of much of that.
Browbeating may be a strong word, because I think treats are okay, but it's in general.
Yeah. Well, but sugar's not good for you.
That's
no way.
As a daily dose.
You're not going to, you can't convince anybody anymore that sugar's good for you. So this time of year, as we get close to Valentine's Day, people are getting those strawberries with a chocolate on them, and they're getting big boxes of chocolate and all the candies and stuff that go around. Just take it easy with that stuff. And that's the first time you've ever heard that from me.
Wow. Yeah, a little bit of chocolate is okay.
Yeah. Just don't go crazy. All right, let's get back to the research you've done this week and things from the studies that link to helping people understand how their bodies are working, what they might want to do, to influence themselves, their loved ones, etc. Like this one, if you have a child and he or she is not getting enough rest, not spending enough time in bed every night, listen to what Ken has to say.
This may be one of the reasons why we have such an obesity problem here in America. This is out of the American Association for Cancer Research this week. That poor sleep, Doug, may make your children more than just grumpy. Kids who do not get enough sleep are more likely to be obese later on, and that might even boost their odds for cancer decades later.
Really? So, is this something that is anything other than just common sense? When you put the pedal to the metal, think about it. If you're not getting enough rest, that's one of the things that they talk about with regard to weight in an adult human being. If you're not getting enough rest, you're going to put weight on. And vice versa, if you're getting enough sleep, then weight will sort of dissipate, right?
Well,
isn't that how it works?
Well, you know, kids are not little adults. We learned that in medical school.
Right.
And kids need more sleep than adults, but it does turn out, based on this study, that the same thing does happen here with kids, but they need even more sleep, and it's happening at an earlier age, and it's setting them up decades later for even more cancer. So it's it's a bigger issue, and mom and dad think about it and get the cell phones out of their hands and get them in the bedroom.
God.
And it's not easy. Yeah. I mean, I went through this with mine.
Yeah, well, they just got to make, you know, you have to be strong and just say no, especially when it comes to cell phones and all of that.
There's
stuff.
Too many fun things keeping say them no. up these days.
Yeah. All right, next item from your headquarters there, the focus on stroke and what it is that may lower your risk other than diet, because this doesn't look like a focus on diet. It looks like a focus on something else.
Exactly. Lifestyle is very important. Diet and exercise, absolutely. And getting enough sleep, getting the stress out of your body, limiting alcohol and cigarettes. But when all of that is not enough and one is at very high risk, this is where the American Stroke Association's annual meeting reported this study that daily doses of cholesterol and blood pressure lowering drugs is the best option to further lower the chance of stroke for people at high risk of heart disease. So taking daily doses of these two blood pressure medications and a cholesterol-lowering drug actually reduced first-time strokes by 44% among people at risk for heart disease. And the blood pressure drugs that they gave in the study was candesartan and hydrochlorothiazide, and the cholesterol-lowering drug was the statin, rosuvastatin, which is Cresta. And this is something to talk to your doctors about. So many people have strokes and have their first one unexpectedly, and if you're at high risk of getting circulatory issues, this is something to talk to doctors about.
All right, good information. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 28 after the hour.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Tom Solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To enlist the help of experts on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of those, and you can get his latest podcast, information that he shares here. We sort of glean it down and put it in a podcast, so you can find out what his latest one is by going to gooddayhealthshow.com. That's gooddayhealthshow.com for the weekly dose of information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. A lot of these things that we're talking about, the studies, we put them together, and I hope it's in a way you listen to Ken, and you kind of go over in your own imagination the various courses of action that are possible to you to stay in good health. Visualize the consequences of you not following either his advice or other things that instinctively you really know. When you pick the course that you're going to take, whether you eat well, you get enough rest, he's got five things. He always does this. It's like the paleo diet or the Mediterranean diet, and they're pretty close, aren't they?
Not quite.
You don't think they are? Well, anyway. But they're both good diets. Would you agree with that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So that plus all the other things that you advise, it must be part of your subconscious by this time. How many times have you said what you're about to say in terms of how you maintain a good quality of life?
I repeat it to every patient I see every day.
All right, and so repeat it for us.
How to live a healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, right.
Well, there's...
And picture yourself doing all these things in your mind's eye, folks. Just listen and achieve this. Make this your goal.
Well, first is diet, and we could expand on diet, but what I recommend is... Based on your goal of where you want your weight to be, I'll tell you calories, and then I want you to fill up that with a certain number of protein based on what weight we want you to be, mm-hmm. and how active you are and how much muscle you want to develop and what age you are. So this all has to be individualized. And then I want you to fill up those calories. I prefer the Mediterranean diet, but a plant-based diet, which is what you're talking about, is also good. And you have to figure out which one works better for you. And cardiologists love debating this. I think they're both good, but personally, I prefer the Mediterranean diet. I think it's a little easier to get all the proteins that you need, some of the amino acids that are not found in outside of the Mediterranean diet. It's a little bit of a challenge. But for me, that's what I eat. And then exercise program, once the doctor says it's okay, and we could spend a whole ton of time talking about all the different aspects of weight training, aerobic, stretching, but an exercise program is fundamental for everybody. And if you want to make it deep into longevity, you're not going to make it without exercise. It's my, as you hear me say all the time, it's my favorite drug. Mental stress is so important to get rid of as much as you can. It's almost as bad as smoking on the circulation. And then not smoking, limiting alcohol, and getting enough sleep is so important. 7 to 8 hours a night for all adults. And that's a healthy lifestyle. And if people live that, 80% of heart disease that I see every day would be eliminated.
So if you start your day and imagine you're going to live a healthy life, you're going to have a healthy day, maybe that's you take it one day at a time, one meal at a time, one act at a time. If you've gotten off of the rails, then you begin to get successful by taking one of these things at a time. I think Ken would suggest that
your friends, your spouse, your partner are so key to what you're going to do, because this lifestyle is contagious.
Yep, one way or the other. Okay, let's continue with the research that's been done. Migraine headaches this week, and from your wheelhouse as a cardiovascular specialist, what happens? Why are these two tied together?
Well, it's becoming more important. We learned this week from the British Medical Journal that migraine headaches, which are quite common, may increase the risk of heart attack, stroke, and other forms of cardiovascular disease. I think the why, the mechanism, still needs to be worked out, and there may be some common abnormality in the circulation that causes these issues, but stay tuned. I think there's an active area of research, and we'd be speculating, but this is something that we'll know, I think, shortly.
But the migraines, if I hear you correctly, are a liability.
Exactly.
Many different ways.
Like smoking. Yeah. It's like smoking or high blood pressure, cholesterol, being obese, being inactive, eating a poor diet, having diabetes. Just add migraine headaches to that list of Framingham circulation risk factors.
So, but the migraine, you didn't get migraines because you did something wrong for the most part. Isn't that part of one's DNA when people are, is there a lifestyle that creates migraines?
Well, that's an area of great controversy. There's probably a combination of both, of genetics and environment that deals with this, and perhaps not living a healthy lifestyle that we talked about adds to the risk of getting migraine headaches, and that may be the common denominator, and that's an area that I see personally with patients who get migraines, and then also has been confirmed in the literature. But it's definitely not all one's fault when they get migraine headaches. There's clearly a lot of genetics that one you can't blame a lifestyle for, but I think that there are some lifestyle issues that can either precipitate or exacerbate, make worse the possibility of getting a migraine.
With most of the things that bother you as you get older, the things you've done as you've lived, and if you recognize that smoking and drinking and not getting enough rest or whatever, how you eat, you recognize yourself that you're the cause of the adversity of the problem that you have. Think about it that way. Think because you're responsible.
I think our lifestyles have so much to do with our ultimate health.
Right. All right. Now, this last bit of information from your research about soy and soy milk, and it really isn't milk because it doesn't come from a mammary gland, so it's just soy water, if you will. But isn't there controversy about soy and how it may or may not be? It used to be thought of as something fabulous, and now there seems to be a lot of darkness around soy.
Well, let me tell you what was published just a few days ago in the Journal of Food Science and Technology. And this is out of McGill University, a very fine Canadian university, that while cow's milk holds the most nutritional value, soy milk beat out almond, rice, and coconut milk in the study by researchers at McGill University.
But it's not milk. It's what is it? It's not milk. Milk comes from mammary glands. So what is this stuff? Almond, muscle milk, almond milk, coconut milk. It's not milk. It's just something that can pass for it because it has the same nutritional value. Is that an assumption that's fair?
Yeah, I would imagine that they certainly.
That's how they get away with it.
Called it milk in the study.
Well, it ain't milk, I'll tell you that. As somebody who's a farmer, a dairy farmer, there ain't nothing about that stuff that's milk. It's just something that, you know, it masquerades as milk, but it's not. All right, 42 after the hour, Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology. Listen, as you hear him go through a lot of the explanations, the things that we discuss, we're going to talk about the flu in a moment and how, or maybe why, or maybe both. Why is this thing spiking so much? Why is it so severe this season? But those things, as they implicate things, especially cardiological, if you have a question and you need to get it answered, Ken's the best push. Like I said, I'm getting on a plane. On Monday, I'm flying down to Orlando, spend a day with Ken so he can do his magic and figure out what's going on with me on my circulatory system. I'm not saying anything's bad. I just want to know what's going on. And he's the best person I've ever found with the ultrasound, all the tools that he's got, his ability to interpret and tell you in a way that's forceful yet kind. This is what's going on. This is what you need to do. So if you need another point of view and you got some of these problems, perhaps you ought to call him at his office, 352-735-1400, and make it your business to go visit him. 352-735-1400, Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. Here's something with regard, we're going to talk about the flu, and my way, my rendering here, Ken wants you to get a flu shot. I have found myself agreeing with some people, although it's probably too late, and we'll talk about that in a minute too. But if you're concerned about the overall state of your immune system, and that's something that you get when you have good blood work done, find out what's going on in your system. And then if you find that you're vulnerable to flus and colds and things like that, or maybe you're getting them and you're trying to figure out why, well, in many cases, not most cases, it's your immune system. And the way to spend your dollars to enhance your immune system is to go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV for special discounts on products that are vegetable and fruit-based. They are pure veggies, pure fruit that have the ripened fruits that have been powdered. The vegetables have been cooked and dried and powdered, put in these little capsules, which you can open up if you want, and put on the real food. It is real food on top of real food, or you can just take the capsules. Balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV to get the first month's supply of both the fruits and the veggies free. That's it, free. The immune system will love it, and you will too. Balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
The healthiest bread option is something that's made with whole grains. It needs to say whole grains.
Dietitian Angie Murad says that's true for bread and other grain products, like whole wheat crackers.
Whole wheat pasta, brown rice.
Whole grains are unrefined, meaning they still contain the bran and germ.
The bran provides fiber in it. It also provides antioxidants.
The germ delivers B vitamins, protein, and some healthy fats.
So when you include all parts of the grain, there are health benefits.
Murad says to be aware of packages with sound-alike slogans.
So if it says cracked wheat or multigrain or seven grain, those don't guarantee that it's a whole grain.
She says some whole grain products have a special stamp on the package. Otherwise, look for the words whole grain on the list of ingredients.
Whole grain, that's what you're looking for, is the first ingredient.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you?
If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Good Day Health with a focus on this new private healthcare company. How many of you heard the story this past week or so about Amazon and Berkshire Hathaway, JP Morgan Chase? The people that run these companies have formed an independent company which is designed to address healthcare for their employees. And then a lot of people think, wow, if Amazon's getting into this with Berkshire Hathaway owning Geico Insurance and all the money that's needed to fund it coming from JP Morgan Chase, this sounds like very important news for employees and employers. According to the information that they've released this week, they say the initial focus will be on technology solutions that will provide employees and their families with simplified, high-quality, transparent health care. Good God, don't we want that? And all at a reasonable cost. The three big companies say they're going to create one company that's just focused on this, free from profit-making. So they want to do this, but they want to do it at cost. And so this is a really, especially again with Amazon and Geico involved, well, all three of them bring a good deal to the table. If you're confused by the healthcare system, hello, join the crowd. They say, these people from these three companies, that they're going to do everything they can to make it very simple and very inexpensive. So when Amazon gets into stuff, they said a couple of weeks ago they were going to get into the pharmacy business. So with that, the questions about how far they will go, I think, are answered by them being involved in this new healthcare company. So what do you think? Your comments to Doug at DougStephan.com or at DougStephan. That's the Twitter handles. All right, we're making a fuss about your health here on Good Day Health. Check out the podcast, as I said, at GoodDayHealthShow.com. I'm Doug Stephan with Dr. Ken Cronow. So the flu, the number of cases increasing, flu shots, there have been a lot of people now, even this late in the season, saying, oh, you better get a flu shot. But didn't you say a week or so ago that it's too late now?
No, you didn't hear that from my lips.
I heard
lips.
It from somebody then. Okay. So still get a flu shot, you say.
And again, you have to individualize this. You have to look at this season, this year in particular. It hasn't peaked yet. There have been at least 30 kids that have died from the flu. There have been healthy adults who do all the right things, and they died from this year's flu. The reason why this year's flu is a tough one is because the virus is the so-called H3N2. It's an influenza A, but the specific type is, not to get into the weeds, but it's H3N2. And that specific virus that comes up every maybe 10 years or so is one that just never is as sensitive to the flu vaccine as the others. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't get the vaccine, because it does help somewhat. And this virus in particular really weakens your immune system. So it's not even so much the initial flu that gets you, it's the other things after the flu, because your immune system is so weak. So people are dying from these bacterial pneumonias. So if you don't get well, don't be shy. Talk to your doctor, because you might need antibiotics after the so-called virus when you don't think you need one. And if you're not getting better, talk to the doctor, because healthy people who work out, who go to the gym, who look great, are dying this year. It's really sad.
Yeah, it's possibly the most severe for a long time. 34 million Americans got the flu last year. 56,000 people died, according to Centers for Disease Control. And there are a lot of people. I was just looking at the stats in New York alone. 7,000 confirmed cases of people being in the hospital, and some of them staying overnight. 1,700, 1,800 people That's the highest weekly number since 2004, they say there.
Exactly.
Is it worse in the northern climes where it's colder, or does it make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference. We're seeing it in Florida, the worst ever.
Really? All right. Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health at 10 minutes before the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 53 past the hour as we continue our focus on your health is one of the important things on any of the programs that I do, but certainly healthy living, Dr. Ken Kronhaus being here to help out. He's going to talk to us about Alzheimer's in a matter of moments. First, though, a reminder about krill oil being combined with fish oil by the folks at Purity Products. And what you get out of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is energy, protection for your cardiovascular system, and better joint comfort. You're boosting with the krill oil, it's part of this. You're boosting the ability of your joints to protect themselves. The bursas that are there need liquid around them, and that's what the krill oil is all about. It's fabulous. This is a great idea, brilliant on the part of Purity Products. So if you would like to get a bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 without having to pay for it, free, you don't have to steal it, they'll give you a bottle. Call 800-355-1493, and you get a free bottle of the krill oil combined with omega-3. Fish oil, krill oil together, free bottle from Purity, 800-355-1493. Take advantage of this opportunity now while you can. Pay a little shipping, and that's it. Claim your free bottle at 800-355-1493. All right, so, Ken, I promised that we'd get started talking about the information you have gleaned from the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. The amount of exercising, maybe simple walking, and what it does for your brain.
Sure. This comes out of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease this month that Doug, a healthy lifestyle can help protect us from the effects of aging on the brain, which include loss of memory and the ability to think. One of the simple things we can do to boost brain health involves walking more. The magic number appears to be over 4,000 steps per day. Those who walk more than 4,000 steps per day have a thicker hippocampus. That's the part of the brain that's involved in a lot of thought and memory. They have better attention, speedier information processing, and better working memory to help make spontaneous decisions. So you want to get out there and walk, maybe get a Fitbit, and count at least 4,000 steps a day.
4,000. Do you have one of the Fitbits, and how many steps a day do you think you take?
I get more than 4,000 steps a day. And I also work out, and, you know, I did 30 minutes of aerobics just yesterday.
And
I did 30 minutes of aerobics on the machines three times a week. And the other days, I do get a lot of steps.
Do you think, using you as an example, is that overdoing it? Is it more because you walk around your office as much as you do and walk in your daily life? I mean, I think if all of us had these Fitbits and we could actually see how many steps we took in a day, I think you'd be amazed. Because I don't think we're conscious of how many steps. I think 4,000 isn't many steps at all. I know a lot of people take 10, 12, 14,000 steps.
I think someone like yourself on the farm easily takes more than 4,000, but it's very different. You know, some people amazingly do almost nothing all day. Some people do too much a day.
Wow.
So it's all individualized. You need to know what you're doing.
All right. And with regard to Alzheimer's, I was talking earlier about this new device that may slow down the effects of Alzheimer's. The research that is being used, a study where scientists implant wires and stimulated devices into the brains of patients who have Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and they're shocking the areas of the brain where the disease starts. Have you heard about this?
I think this is just, you know, this is hopeful, but early, and it's a very small number of patients with not a lot of good follow-up. And this is the kind of report that's to get us excited so that we support it financially. And, you know, I hope it turns out, but I think it's just too early to make any conclusions.
So could we make that, I don't want to say assumption, but maybe that's the right word here. Could we make that assumption for a lot of these, what basically turn into PR attempts to
absolutely
get money, maybe investors?
Yes, that's the way it works, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you heard us talking earlier about how somebody got into trouble with, I think, the woman that's directing the CDC because she bought stock in a tobacco company.
Yes, and that just this week she was installed a couple of days ago, and she just resigned. And I, you know, that's a little hard to
fathom that anybody would be that stupid. You got to wonder whether these people have any.
It's not in my list of things to talk about.
No, I understand. Well, it ought not to be in anybody's list of things to talk about if they do a better job of figuring or vetting these people or figuring what they're all about at any rate. Okay, so some good news for those who are concerned. I think I told you I did my 23andMe thing, and one of the things they're really concerned about is your DNA and how it may affect your chance to get Alzheimer's. I'd be interested to get the results back again. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.